Hi, welcome to your Halloween party. Here you'll find all you need to create a spooktacular Halloween party. You can do as much or as little as you're able. Feel free to customise it to your own needs. While the main Halloween party will be held on the 31st of October, you can spend time in the week running up to the party to get organised, plan your food and costume. You can listen to the pumpkin picking audio in advance, but I recommend listening to the trick or treating on Halloween. Don't forget to stop by the Facebook group and say hi. Share your photos of your pumpkins and costumes. If you're not up to dressing up or carving a pumpkin, you can have a look online for pictures to share of your ideal Halloween adventures. Have fun and happy Halloween. Love, Claire. The history of Halloween. Before you get down to some virtual partying, you should really know why people celebrate Halloween and some of the popular customs which are still part of the modern day customs. The origins of Halloween. Halloween is always celebrated on the 31st of October, and it is a combination of traditions from different festivals. It dates back over 2,000 years, making it one of the oldest celebrations in the world, and it has links to many ancient celebrations, including some of these. Now you'll have to forgive my pronunciation. The Roman Feralia Festival, which commemorated the dead. The Roman Pomona Festival, honouring the goddess of fruit and trees. The Celtic festival Samhain or Samhain, which means summer's end. It marked the end of the season of the sun and the beginning of the season of darkness, which was the start of their new year on the 1st of November. The Romans combined their two festivals with Samhain when they conquered Britain. This is the festival most resembling Halloween and is generally considered to be the origin of Halloween itself. The Catholic Hallowmass period of All Souls' Day and All Saints' Day, which was instigated around 800 AD by the Church in an attempt to replace Samhain. The word Halloween originally came from the Middle English All Hallowmass, which means All Saints' Day. The night before All Hallowmass was called All Hallows' Evening, which was shortened and became Halloween, and it's become Halloween in the 20th century. In Mexico, they celebrate El Día de los Muertos, or the Day of the Dead, starting the evening of October 31st. And also, Nos Calan Gaeaf is Welsh for Samhain. Trick-or-treating. Trick-or-treating originated in Britain and Ireland during the Middle Ages. It resembles the practice of souling. Poor people would go door-to-door on Hallowmass, asking for food in return for prayers for the dead on All Souls' Day. They were given special treats called soul cakes. The custom of wearing costumes or masks comes from the Celtic tradition where boys would impersonate evil spirits by dressing up in white costumes with blackened faces or masks in order to try to placate these spirits. Pumpkin carving. Pumpkin carving is a custom originated from the Celtic festival Samhain. They would hollow out turnips and carve faces in them and then place candles inside. The turnips were then placed in the windows to prevent evil spirits from entering the home, or they would be carried around as lanterns. This tradition merged with the North American tradition of carving pumpkins. The biggest pumpkin in the world tipped the scales at a whopping 1,446 pounds. This gigantic gourd was weighed in October 2004 at a pumpkin festival in Port Elgin, Ontario, Canada. The record for the fastest pumpkin carver in the world is Jerry Ayers of Baltimore, Ohio. He carved a pumpkin in just 37 seconds. Apple bobbing. Bobbing for apples at Halloween has been a tradition for at least 200 years. It was mentioned in the book Curiosities of Superstition by British author W.H. Davenport Adams in 1902. The apples are thrown into a tub of water and you endeavour to catch one in your mouth as they bob around and round in provoking fashion. When you have caught one, you peel it carefully and pass the long strip of peel thrice sunwise round your head, after which you throw it over your shoulder and it falls to the ground in the shape of the initial letter of your true love's name. Have a go at bobbing for your own apple. Fill a bowl with water and then place several apples in it. Make sure there are towels at hand as this can get rather wet. Now, without using your hands, try to catch an apple in your mouth and lift it out of the water. Here's a tip. A shallow bowl, not too full, makes it much, much easier. Alternatively, you can try snap apple. Tie an apple to a piece of string by knotting it around the stem. Hang up the apple and then try to catch it, again without using your hands. Be careful not to give yourself a black eye though. When you've caught your apple, carefully peel it into one long strip and then throw it over your shoulder to reveal your true love's initial. Halloween costumes. Halloween wouldn't be complete without a spooky costume. It's the one day of the year when a grown adult can dress up in a costume and people don't consider them complete lunatics. Well, maybe just a little bit. It's time to embrace your inner ghost, ghoul, vampire or witch and enjoy a day of pretending to be somebody else. Costumes don't need to be complicated or expensive. Have a go at one of these. You can upload your pictures online to our Facebook group. Be brave, everybody looks a bit silly on Halloween. Zombie. Most of us can pull this off with our pale complexion, dark circles and bloodshot eyes. For added ooh factor, use white face or body powder or talcum powder to make you even paler. Add some fake blood using face paint, tomato ketchup or food colouring. A ghost. The easiest of all. Grab a white sheet and put it over you. If it's an old one, you can cut some eye holes. If not, just drape it round you, leaving room to breathe and see. Witch or wizard. All the supermarkets are doing very cheap Halloween costumes this year, so pick up a black hat or make one out of a rolled up cone of black paper. Then grab a broom, and it's even better if you happen to own a cat. Preferably black one, of course. If you want to go for the Harry Potter look, draw a red lightning bolt on with a lipstick. Vampire. Channeling the spirit of Twilight, or more traditionally Buffy the Vampire Slayer or Blade, pop in a pair of plastic fangs and you could even splash on some fake blood. This is one of the easiest costumes to do. If you want some more very cool ideas, go online. There are lots of different websites. Or check out costumeideas.com. Halloween movies. Halloween is a classic time to watch some scary movies. But if you're like me and are more into Casper the Friendly Ghost than Dracula, then check out these films set on Halloween with a boo scale 1 to 5. Arsenic and Old Lace, that's one boo. Penelope, also one boo, and my personal favourite. Winnie the Pooh, Heffalump, the Halloween movie. You guessed it, one boo. E.T. the Extraterrestrial, one boo. Mean Girls, one boo. Monster House, that's two boos. As is Hocus Pocus. Donnie Darko has three boos. Sleepy Hollow and The Lady in White both have four boos. And for five boos, if you're feeling brave, there's Trick or Treat, Ginger Snaps, Idle Hands and the Halloween series. Just to be clear, I have not watched the scary ones. These are just suggestions from the web. I will be sticking to Penelope. Halloween menu. Cauldron soup, followed by mummy bites with dragon claws and congealed blood. And then to finish, it's witch's fingers or pumpkin jack cake. You can find all the recipes within the magazine and you can download it and print them off. Pumpkin carving. Pumpkin carving may have originated during the Celtic festival Samhain, but it is still really popular today. It is said that leaving one in your window is a sign that trick-or-treaters are welcome, so you may want to keep yours inside if you don't want to be disturbed. Go online and have a look at all these different varieties of pumpkins. They come in all shapes, sizes and colours. If you've got your pumpkin home, it's time to get to work and carve a spooky jack-o'-lantern to put outside your door to keep away the spirits. Or maybe just to provide some atmospheric lighting at your virtual party. Have a look for some inspiration online. You can go classic triangle eyes, nose and mouth, or maybe try something a bit more complicated and artistic. Some of the designs you can see are breathtaking and really scary. You can even download some paper patterns to mark out your design. They're free and there are also some that you can buy as well. How to carve your pumpkin. Take your pumpkin and if it's still dirty, wash it and dry it thoroughly. Place the pumpkin on a flat surface, possibly resting on a tea towel or non-slip cloth. Find the place where the pumpkin will sit without moving and wobbling. First, draw where you want your lid. A rough hexagon, six sides, around the stalk is best. Use a felt pen to mark where you will cut. Now it's time to take a knife to your poor pumpkin. But please be careful. If at all worried, get somebody to do it for you. You can get pumpkin carving kits with short, easy-to-use tools. Alternatively, use a kitchen knife. A small kitchen devil or vegetable paring knife seems to work best. Slowly and carefully cut into the pumpkin. Straight lines are easiest to follow. Make sure you join up all the lines so that once you get back to the start of the lid, you can lift it out. Set it to one side, you'll need it later. Scoop out all the seeds from the centre of the pumpkin, but don't throw them away. See the witch's nails recipe. Mark on the design with a felt pen, or use sellotape to stick the paper template to the side. Carefully cut the design out. Make sure you leave space around each hole so that you don't join up your holes and cause the design to collapse. If this happens, you can alter your design. Remember, nobody else knows what you want it to look like. Or you can just turn the pumpkin round and start again on the other side. I've done that before. Leave the lid off and allow the pumpkin to dry slightly inside. Then add a tea light or battery-powered candle. Keep your pumpkin somewhere cool to make it last as long as possible. If putting a candle inside, make sure you stand it on a heat-resistant surface and don't have anything above it, as the heat coming off the candle can get very hot. Never leave it unattended. Have fun and please be very, very careful. If you have problems with dexterity, then I strongly recommend getting someone to do this for you, and children must be supervised. For more help, take a look online as there's a great photo guide. If you're feeling creative, have a go at making your own witch's cat out of paper. Use the template to cut the cat out and then cut out a twirly curly tail. Then hang it up somewhere near a warm draft or radiator and watch as the cat turns and twirls its tail around. Have fun and enjoy the rest of your Halloween party.